Shalom Boker Tov. The Igul cannot touch the Ensof. Because if it touches Ensof,
back to where it was.
The Vikud means Shivui Tzurah. Then there is what it wanted Shmo to do, it won't be able to do. So the light of Ensof, Mukhrach, it must give facility. That's why the Tzimtzum and the Masach are two different things. Tzimtzum is the light doing it. Doesn't allow itself to go to satisfy Bechina Dalet. Masach is that force that the above dictates to the below. The above dictates to the below. After we are from Ein Sof, there is no concept left, right, good, bad, dark, light. It's a concept of above and below, cause and effect. It's above and a below. There is Ein Sof, and then there is the Halal. Ein Sof is surrounding the Halal. So affecting the Halal is the cause of the Halal. That's why it calls the light of Ein Sof or Elyon. Forget about anything negative, positive, light, anything. No, there is nothing here. The only thing is there is Sivav v'Mitzvav. Me'atzel v'ne'atzel. Ein Sof or Elyon, and then Tachton. There is only this concept there is. Okay, now let's go here, see what it says. It says what we want to know is that Al Yadei Hakav Hahu, I am reading Lamed of Ari, right on top. Yeah. It says, Who al yadei hakav hahu haniskar lemala asher derech bo? Only through this kav, this concept called kav. And we said, what is kav? Kav is a definition of a kli that has what? That has a chomer, has tzimtzum, and has masach. And when the light is in this vessel, now that entity is called Kav.
So it has Chomer, is the light itself?
It has Chomer. We said, what is Chomer? So Chomer of the Kli.
The light itself?
No, Ratzon Lekaber. Chomer of the Kli is the Ratzon Lekaber. But on this Ratzon Lekaber, which has four phases, on Bichinat Dalet, of which there is a Tzimtzum, a Masach, that absolutely refuses to allow the light to go into the Bichinat Dalet of this entity called Chomer. Now, therefore, this Chomer plus this Masach plus the Tzimtzum HaNosaf, you remember, that means willingly not allowing the light to go through. And when the light comes into this kav, now this entity becomes a kav. This vessel becomes a kav. Kav, again, is an entity that has chomer, has tzimtzum, has masach. Chomer of entity means the ratzon lekabel, the force of the ratzon lekabel within that entity. That ratzon lekabel itself has four phases. Bechinat Aleph of that, Chomer, Bechinat Bet, Gimel. Now, Dalet, there is a Masach on it. On Aleph, Bet, Gimel, there is no Masach. So there is a light that can come into this entity to its first aspect, second aspect, third aspect, but the fourth cannot, because there is a masach. Now, this entity is called Kav. Now, the only way that Igulim receive light, Igulim, those are Ke'ilim that remained after withdrawing the light from the Nekuda Emtzei called Shemo. This Igulim, only Derech HaKav Hazeh, Derech, this Kav, receive light of Ein Sof, light of Elyon, to this Igul. Now, what is Igul and the Kav? What's the difference between this Igul or the Kav? What is the light of Ein Sof? What kind of a light it is? It's a light of Igul, because Ein Sof is, again, Sovev et el Chalal Hazeh, this void. Since he's Sovev, so Ein Sof must be Igul too. Igul is a concept that doesn't have no Masach. No Masach. Yeah. The beginning and the end is anywhere you go is the same, because there is no Masach. Kav is a concept that has Masach. Okay? Now, this Igul, we said, is received, is light, because this Igul is a vessel, and the light is there to lativ, to give. Ein Sof wants to give. So this vessel, when he expresses, and has a Ratzon Lekabel, has a Chomer, so is pulling the light, but only pulling up till where? Up to Bechanadale. Is it possible to get some?
I think it has to boil yet.
It's not boiling?
One more minute.
That's okay, that's some water.
You want some cold water?
No, that's good. Now, that was a quick review. Let's see what the Rav says. ברוך אתה אדוני, אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו.
אמן.
Now, he says, הטעם הוא, what's the למד in אור פנימי? מפני שאין מסך בעיגולים שיעלה אור חוזר. אור פנימי
למד?
אור פנימי למד.
והטעם הוא?
הטעם הוא, the meaning of all this, what we discussed right now, when the light is in Ein Sof, there is no concept of Or Chozer.
No.
There is a Or Chozer because there is a concept called Masach. If there is no Masach, if there is no Tzimtzum, there is no Or Chozer. Now in Igulim there is no Or Chozer. That's why we say in Igulim there is no Masach. Now, Vezulato, אין התקדשות לנעצל עם האור העליון. Where are you? לנעצל? He says,
no, והטעם הוא מפני שאין מסך בעיגולים
שיעלה אור חוזר. וזולתו אין התקשרות לנעצל. If there is no Or Chozer, we already discussed, we already know that the only way to receive now, because there is a Masach on Bichna Daled, and if Bichna Daled is the aspect of Ratzon Lekabel Ha'emiti, and there is a Masach, so how am I going to survive? How am I going to receive? He says, no problem, you create an Or Chozer, and this way through Or Chozer, only you can receive. That's what's the deal. That's what we discussed. So he says the Or Chozer, and here, there is no itkashrut of the ne'atzel b'ma'atzel, the creator to the createe. There is no communication if there is no Or Chozer. Okay. K'nizkar lemala b'dibur hasmo. Nitba'er sham shehakili shel hakav mechone b'shem tzino. We already discussed that the vessel of this kav, the name of this kav, of this vessel, is called Tzinor, pipe. Vehu shafal harbe mi'akeilim. And by the way, the keilim, which are the igulim, are the vessels that remain from Ein Sof, they are much lesser value than those keilim, these pipes, this new keilim called Tzinor. והוא שפל הרבה מהכלים העיגולים שנגלו עם הצמצום א' בטרם ביאת הקו. Prior the קו to come in,
because the קו is less than the עיגולים.
Yes, less ערך. Less ערך. Why? Because they came before. What is before? The one which is above.
The עיגולים came before the קו.
That's right. Now, what is before?
The first symptom.
Excuse me, what is before? What is before? I don't know before now.
No, before the calf came down.
Yes, he says that. Well, what he means? What is this? There is no time here, so how can you use the word before?
No, I mean in sequence, not necessarily.
What sequence?
That there was first a symptom, then there was a gulim.
They were there before the calf came in. Yes. They were there before the calf came in. So they are Elyon, we said only here we know only one thing. Elyon and Tachton. Who is Elyon? Is the Igul is Elyon. Kav is comes after, so it's Tachton. It's a lesser. That's called lesser. Now, here it says Ayin Sham Hata'am Va'al Ken Mashmienu HaRav, and that's why the Rav brings it to our attention. Sha'afal Pisha'a Keilim De Igulim Gavohim b'harbe min hakav, even though that these vessels of igulim by far more important than the kav, mikol makom einam mikablim al yadei atzmam shum or. However, through only themselves, they are not capable to receive any light on their own. They are not capable. They don't have that keilim to satiate themselves. Why? Bravo. They cannot produce or chozer. That's why they are igul. And if you are igul, you cannot produce or chozer. And if you cannot produce or chozer, you're bound not to receive. Can't. The masach is there by force, we say. By force. It's not that you can control it. It's there by force.
So Ratzon HaKabel always has to be with the potential to put it back. To send it back.
Now, what is Ratzon, we said, in our business? It's your time. Isn't the time dictates to you?
Take your time.
Huh? Can you take your time? As soon as you take your time, that means you're in control. You put masach. So the time dictates. It's just simply dictates. He says, what if I don't listen to time? He says, every time you don't follow the change that the time dictates to you, because it dictates change. Change, you deteriorate your atzamut. Your atzmut, that means your atzamut. Your bone gets deteriorated because you do not utilize the time, which is the ratzon of Hashem, properly. The moment you are able to use the time, the change, because every minute is the name of Hashem. Every second is the name of Hashem. Every time you are able to utilize this Ratzon Lekabel, which is this time, which is this Hovaya, as we said, every second, then your bones, which it is not your Atzamot, it's your Atzmut, will be eternal. That's how you get to immortality. And that's how you get deteriorated and you die. God created a concept Hadash called time. The concept of Ratzon Lekabel wasn't in itself. It was Chidush. What is Chidush in this business? Time. Time dictates everything. Time. A Jew cannot live without time. A Jew got to know time by minutes, by second. Every second he has to know what's going on. Time. Calendar. Moed. Time. Why time is Ratzon Hashem? Ratzon Hashem is hidden inside the time. And that's why he says, Moshe went and took Atzamot Shel Yosef. He says, what do you mean Atzamot Shel Yosef? It's not Atzamot Shel Yosef. Atzmut Shel Yosef. That means he was tzaddik. He was able to use the time, the energy of a Ratzon Lekabel, Leshem Shamayim. Correct. Doesn't make any difference. He learned the system, he became the tzaddik. And that's why he went to Israel. Moshe didn't go to Israel. The difference between Yosef and Moshe is the following. Moshe said, look, how come you let Yosef go at Smuchel Yosef to go in? Let my bones to go in. And Hashem said, no. So why? Because anywhere that Yosef was, he mentions in Torah, I am every. Mm-hmm. I am not really belong to here. I am from a cult. I am from Israel. I'm not from this land. I'm from land. No matter what, even when he became prime minister, of course. Even he became the head of the whole world, he said, look, still I'm every. God says, this guy, never forget who he is. He's gonna go back. Where he remembered he is. He's a tzaddik. That's why he went back. But not Moshe. Moshe everywhere went, he said, I'm Ish Mitzri. He never identified himself with the land of Israel. Never. He said, I'm Ish Mitzri. Went to Midian, said, I'm Ish Mitzri. Yeah.
Ish Mitzri, it's a land.
That's a big difference. Then Moshe knew this is the weakness. And Yosef knew what it's going to be. All these guys, after 210 years, they're going to be all Mitzri. Yeah. So Yosef said, hey, you better connect with me because otherwise, no petichad yamzuf. So you better come and get me. That was the whole sort of the whole thing. Let's go back here. So, Igulim negalu ima tzimtzum alef beterem biatakav. So this Igulim really, they came revealed prior, as soon as there was a Tzimtzum Aleph, these Igulim were revealed, and before the Kaf to come in. Ve'al ken mashmienu ha-Rav, and Rav brings to our attention, ha-Val p'sha ha-Kelim, the Igulim gavuim b'harbe mi-ha-Kaf, mikol makom einam mekablim al yedei atzmam shum or, ve'et kol ha-or shebahem hema mukhrachim lekabel al yedei ha-Kaf hazeh, shafel miyam harbe mi-ha-Tam ha-Amur. Here it is, the guy is a king, he has to get fed by a poor man.
Igulim is the king,
he
has to be fed by a
Kaf. Shish! Here it is, look what a force he created right now. Look what a force he created right now. Whew. Here starts the gava. Here starts, it says, you want to eat? You want to eat? Because that's the only way you're going to get. By a poor one. That's how you're going to eat. Unbelievable concept, right here. He did it, and he did it smoothly, and we accepted it all. We all accepted it. And nobody questioned here. He said, hey, wait a minute, why are you doing this? Why are you doing chiluf orot? Why you are changing the light that makes me survive? You give me a different light. I'm bad. Beharbe, and a lot less than what it is really satiates me. You know that. Okay?
He couldn't ask that question.
Who? Why not?
And I can, because the Masaf was forced from above to below.
Uh-huh.
You didn't have a chance. Mm-hmm. He was forced on you.
Who is asking this question?
I am asking.
And you accept it?
I accept it.
Then you haven't exercised your willpower. You have to ask the question. You have to come to this point. He wants you to ask a question. He says, why he did this? Why he then changed this system? Why he brought now a calf? Why he's feeding me through a hand of a poor? Why? I made a valid question right now out of your own question. Why he put this system in?
Accept the whole system, you would not ask.
Why do you accept this aspect? Why do you accept this, that a ghoul, a vessel of absolute importance, of highest, has to be fed by something much, much less value?
It's a system.
And this is just because the system? No, we are studying what the system is. Why he has to do this? Why he is doing this? Right. It's very important not to forget. If you go into a mode of accepting everything they tell you, it's not good. So well, why he's doing this? Why honestly, what's his purpose? What is his purpose? What was the purpose of Light of Ein Sof? It's to Latif, to give. Well, what was the problem of giving? Give. What's your problem? You are powerful, you can give, then give. What's your problem? What's the problem? The problem is the lechem bizayon, the bread of shame. Right. So why he's doing this? So you have a possibility of earning it. He is at least giving you through a poor hand for you to survive, to exist, to be. Otherwise, how are you going to be? You're just a vessel. You cannot stop being a vessel. And in order to continue being a vessel, you got to receive whatever it is, something you got to receive. So he's initially giving you something to sustain yourself in order to earn your keep. That's the reason. Because he wants me to earn something that I haven't earned. In reality, why do you want me to earn it? You are doing the whole thing anyway. I mean, everything is in your hand anyway.
That's the enigma.
Why you want to play a game like this? You know, without you, it's impossible to do this. And here he comes and he says, Od lo ra'ita et kol temuna. Is when I tell you I'm going to give you a free will, and on the basis of free will you will understand and you will see all this. You haven't. We really don't know. We still a lot we don't know than we know. This is when you get to know all this, then you will see why. But right now you cannot read my mind. You can't. You can't read God's mind. No, there's going to be always something dark. However, he comes and tells you,
"Bayom
Avi
Adonai Echad Ushmoecha." The first day, you said, "You're never going to know." Remember?
Yeah. But I should be able to sit down and explain, no matter who asks me through me what question. Because I am learning it right from the beginning. I am getting it from the first reasoning to come any kid reason that comes. I ask, you got to have the answer. Because you are learning from the DNA level. You are seeing it, and you got to be able to see it from the DNA level. You have to explain everything, and therefore you will be able then to explain things about yourself. Not just to do intellectual exercise. Now, Mem, I go up to Ari Dalet. Or Ein Sof makif umashpia el ha'igul mirachok. Now, he wants to introduce us the aspect of concept called Or Makif, a surrounding light. And to understand the concept of what rachok means.
Before we go, Or Chozer means, how do we can also be, we do Or Chozer by doing the mitzvot and doing Masim Tovim.
Okay. There is two things here we got to do. Because now you jumped and you brought it down here. What's Or Chozer down here? Because in the process of getting down here, there is a Shevirat Keilim. All these Keilim that we are revealing and we're finding out how they came about, they all get broken. Now there is a chaos comes, a different chaos comes, a different problem comes. But bottom line for us here is to gather nitzutzim. The nitzutzim are the sparks of holiness that we consume by eating. By eating, by achila v'shtia. We gather nitzutzim from all over the world, and the Jew takes this nitzutzim, and through this nitzotzot, nitzutzim. Ke'azachar. Yes. I bring it that says nitzutzim. Okay, we will say nitzutzot. Does it make it happier? It's okay. Let's go nitzutzot. This nitzutzot, we consume by eating. We bring the energy that we receive and the amount of the work of the three things that we do. The three things is Torah, Avodah, the Gumel Chasadim. That's the three things Ha'olam Omer. So that's, you gotta learn the Torah, and then Avodah is Tefillah. To do the mitzvot, because Tefillah is a tafel, the secondary. The first aspect of it is that you do the mitzvot. Doing the mitzvot is revealing the nitzutzim. Not doing the mitzvot again, bringing and making the light to into this nitzutzim. Tefillah is that words of Or Chozer that returns it to the Shamayim to be accepted or not to accept it. That's right. You take it through the word, through what? Through your dibur, through what you say. That's the tefillah. The Or Chozer is that you do Sheshet Yamim Ta'avod, you do all the things, and the tefillah during the week takes it to the certain level. Then Yom Shishi, everything put together, are taken to the above, whatever was accepted, whatever was taken, whatever tikkunim that is supposed to be made. That's Vayi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konah Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononeh. You're going to receive accordingly what you need in order to bring down, to continue one more week and to keep on going. In the meantime, you are the Bet Charoshet, you are really the factory of revealing Nitzutzim and giving them Aliyah and really giving power to Malchut of Shamayim. Here we go now. What is Malchut of Shamayim? To give power to Malchut of Shamayim, that means to bring Amen into realization, so Adonai doesn't go Yavesh, Adonai gets all its light, and as long as the Tzinorot are open, the Tzinorot that we are studying, open, and the Hovayah feeds Adonai, and Adonai, Hovayah, they are together, there is Noach, v'tanug, v'kol tov, v'shalom, v'bracha, v'chen, v'chesed, v'racham. If the tzinorot, they are not working correct, because Am Yisrael is not really doing the job to keep this all cleaned up, you are in trouble.
So the Or Chozer can be done through Torah, Tefillah, Avodah, Ma'asim Tovim.
Zeh zeh shlosha devarim omed. Ha'olam omed. Aval Ben Ish Chai even brings it. And this is the difference between Shaloshim and Arbashim. The Arba and the Shalosh.
The
beautiful understanding of what these two are.
What is the difference?
And it's this week. It's connection to this parasha of Mishpatim.
How is the Shin to Chozer? How is that connected to Chozer? In a nutshell.
What do you... when the highest level of Yichud you do is what? Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. To the extent that the writer, the Torah tells us to do it Pamayim Beyom. Why Pamayim Beyom? Pamayim Beyom. Because every one of them is, Shema said, 25 letters, that's 50 letters, that will take you to Nunun Sha'arei Bina. And you need twice, two Tzimtzum, in order to get to this level of 50th. So twice you have to say Shema Yichud. But in order for me to say Shema, what I got to do? I gotta connect to the Arba Veshalosh. That's right. In order to produce Or Chozer. The Yichud, the highest level of Yichud you have is what? It's Shema Yisrael. You don't have Yichud higher than that. Kavamtei, that's it. That's it. That's it. And now what you say, why you do this Yichud? In order to receive certain Da'at. It's a certain Da'at. Da'at is what it's going to get you going. So that's why you say Shema Ein Gadol, Dalet, Ein Dalet Gadol, that's Ed. Now, then he says, okay, now I am Ed.
Da.
So, Da. How am I going to really bring it all the way down? He says, after that, Adonai Elohecha, goes. Adonai Elohechem. What it finishes? What the letter finishes? And how many times you say it? That's it. That Elyon, that Tachton. You brought it. You brought it down to that. After you do all these things, after Adonai Elohecha, Adonai, until finish Adonai Elohim Emet, that what you received in Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohim Adonai Echad, becomes your Da'at. That's what you got.
That is
the 400 lights. That's right. Now, in this, what you have the power to destroy Shona Yisrael. In this, you have a power to bring Bracha le'am Yisrael. That's how powerful it is, Shema. That's how powerful Shema is. If you know from the beginning of Shema to end of Shema, you know the whole Torah. The whole Torah. The whole thing. There's no highest, anything higher than that to know.
This girl, she texts me last night at the show. She's
going to
do a test.
Thank you so much. God willing, I will pass. Is there a special prayer I should say besides Shema?
She wants to pass the... She has... She's Beverly Hills High. She's like wild. Wild as they come. But she knows that the Shema can get her through this license.
Amen. Baruch Hashem.
Part-time.
Let's go.
Shema,
Baruch Hashem. Va'en sof sovev u'makif alav mikol zdadav. That's Dalet. Va'en sof sovev u'makif alav mikol zdadav. From all sides. Where did you get sides now? What do you mean by sides? Okay, that's why he says kama. Ki gam hu bebechinat igul, because Ein Sof is as well aspect of igul. Saviv alav, it surrounds it. Verachok mimenu.
From whom?
From the igul. Or Ein Sof is rachok. Now what's this kasev rachok?
I thought it was covering it. It was close.
That, yeah. Touching. Okay, I'm surrounding you, but from far. When the whole army of third army of Egypt was surrounded, what it means surrounded? They were not sitting looking at each other. There was a distance about a kilometer, 2 kilometers between them. So they were mirachok looking at each other. They were not able to see at each other. They were mirachok looking at each other. He says Abraham got up on Tuesday and Yachavash et Chamoro. And by Yitzchak, and they went together, and they went, and then Abraham saw Mirachok. The Torah uses the concept of Rachok. The Rachok. How do we write Rachok? How do we write Rachok?
Far. Distance or far?
Far.
Far.
Right. Now, how do we write Rachok?
It is based on the same root.
How do we write Rachot?
Resh, Chet, Vav, Kuf.
Okay, play with those letters. Quickly.
Rahok. Rahok.
What do you see in it?
Chok.
What else?
Chok.
Bravo. Bravo.
Chok. Chok.
No, what else do you see? Ruach.
Ruach. Yeah.
Where the Ruach, where the Chok comes from, the Ruach. What is the Ruach? What is this? The distance is the Ruach. What's the distance between me and my neshama? It's the Ruach. It's the space. Ooh, you don't know what's going on in this space. The whole tikkun. Excuse me. Rosh Hashanah is the judgment for who?
For the living creatures.
For the living creature. What does that mean? I mean, what, the Aryeh has a choice? Rosh Hashanah is dinim for who? Yeah? Well, what the dog got to do with the whole being judged? The only person who has a free will and should be judged does understand what din and rachamim is Adam. Now what aspect of the Adam? Is God sits down on Rosh Hashanah to judge how much of Yetzer Hara I have? He's interested in how much Yetzer Hara I have. By the way, Rosh Hashanah is judgment of your Yetzer HaTov. God is going to look at your Yetzer HaTov, what Tov it is. Doesn't God look at you how Yetzer Hara you have, how much? He wants to see the Yetzer HaTov, how good you have done. Because Yetzer Hara is not emet, it's not real anyway. It's a Yetzer HaTov who chelek mi Elokai. Hashem checks what this chelek mi Elokai has been doing. That's why Tikkun of Ruach is very important. To do Tikkun of Nefesh is not a big deal for a Jew anymore.
Tikkun of Nefesh being what?
Tikkun of Nefesh means to understand this material world is only a step, a sha'ar to Olam Haba. You have to understand this olam is a sha'ar to olam haba. Okay, it's a sha'ar. Now, here it comes and it says, you see, all those pointers should help us to remember. Saviv alag mirachok mimenu kiniskal amala kihu mukhrach shayarat ensof bena'atzelim tiye derech kav ahu levad. Which means, he says, he put this distance not for sake of himself, not because he wants. He did it for sake of Ne'atzelim. So they can. He did it because so they have a chance. They gulim. Ki im haya or nimshach lahem derech gam kol hasivivoteihem. היו הנצלים בבחינת המעצל עצמו בלתי גבול וקצבה. He says, you know what's the problem is going to be? If the Ensof is going to come back to a state that at what it was, then there was not ever possibility of to put gvul. End. Side.
It would be the same as Ensof. Go back to Ensof.
So what he is doing, really, he is allowing a possibility that something of its opposite to be created. Opposite, totally opposite. Because Ein Sof doesn't have Ein. Now, he's setting up every kind of an end you can imagine. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't go there, go this way, go this. Every kind of a gvul. You know what maze is? It's gvulim. And they take you into a maze, literally. Because you don't know anymore what's right, what's wrong. It's too much. But he brought that possibility. And especially God puts you into a maze That you say, give up. Somebody from above come. When they want to find somebody in maze, what do they do at the end of the night? To make sure that everybody is out of maze. There are places called maze that you go really to test your memory. They are real maze, especially in England. I mean, big ones.
Yeah.
You can go all day and never find your way out. Then they come from the top.
The kings used to play, you know.
Right. They come from top. They have one of those things. They go on top. And from the top, they look that's the bottom, who's got stuck.
That's called
comes, so it says, as soon as
Masilat Yesharim. No, Masilat Yesharim brings this example.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's probably where I have it in my head.
Masilat Yesharim, yeah.
So it says, when you get stuck, what do? You look up. Why do you look up? Look for a door. What are you looking up for? Because the only way that somebody can come and take you out of your maze, which is your Mitzrayim, is from above. It's from above. It's much easier. So let's hear, let's go see what, let's go page Mem. It's the Createes. And Mem says, "Bekol sefira anu mavchinim bet minei orot, shehem nikraim or pinimi veor pinim or makiv." He says, "Now let's understand a little bit more about the lights. What kind of a different lights? We would like to define lights at different circumstances, different places. There is one kind of a light in general, which is inside of the kli, and we call that or pinimi." Because already went pinim, inside. Or makif is a surrounding light. It's a light that has not gone inside the vessel. It's outside of the vessel. Ki ha'or ha'mitlabesh betocha sefira betocha nikra b'shem or pinimi.
This is the or that's coming down the cup.
The cup that an has gone through the vessel. That's exactly.
Va'or
she'eino yachol leitlabesh bepinimuta michachmat ha'gvul sheyeshno. שם נבחן שנשאר בשורש שלה ומקבלת ממנה הערה מרחוק הנקראת בשם אור מקיף. Now, it's very important what אור מקיף does. Is does אור מקיף influences me or does not influence me?
But can I ask you a question to that?
Yes.
How does the אור מקיף get its אור? Doesn't say? What do you mean it gets?
No. Okay. In order to slowly simplify the things, I know he's... That's why we need really teacher. He says, look at Ein Sof and look at the first igul inside the halal. We said Ein Sof is surrounding the halal. Now, is Ein Sof affecting, not coming in, the halal?
That's what he's saying. But how?
He says, mirachok. Now we want to understand how. It says mirachok. The how is mirachok. That's your answer.
Yeah,
mirachok. Now we want to understand what is this rachok? What it means to influence mirachok. In order to understand it in this world, you are living in a desert. You are living in somewhere outside of the city. And you are alone, but you see a kilometer down the road, there is a light. Is that light gives you comfort or no?
Yes.
You got it?
Yeah.
That's mirachok.
Uh-huh. Are you talking about distance now?
That's mirachok. I'm saying down here. Now let's see what that up there it means.
Okay.
But right here at this point, is introducing the concept of distance, inside and outside.
The concept of light, not distance. Light.
But the light when one
the light that is inside the vessel.
Instead of this light outside.
So there you go.
And this light outside receives just as the inside receives the light what receives from the Ein Sof. This light also receives from the Ein Sof.
Now I tell you one thing. Look at this. This bottle, it looks like a calf. Don't you feed yourself through this calf? Do you take all the light inside? Did you take all the water, drink all the water?
Yes.
Huh?
Oh, some left.
This is the Makif. Is this influences you? Yes, it does. From Rachog, you say, oh, that much more water I have left. Here it is. A calf, and you are the igul. You are the vessel. This water is influencing you. You had a coffee. Did you drink all the coffees in the world? No. You drank one coffee and the rest still somehow by tomorrow they're going to influence you and tell you, hey, you didn't drink me, I'm still available.
The Or Makif has the same intensity of light as the Or Penimi?
No.
No?
No. What you have not eaten...
What about is that it's a reflection. One is a reflection and one is the light itself.
No. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Yes.
Because Hara means reflection.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
What's the difference between both of them?
This section is very important. This section is really one step before we start learning Adam.
Can you say in the concept of this example, analogy used for water? The water inside is or
is the cow? Is the cow?
I understand, but inside is the or mini, and all the waters in the world are or makif. Is that
yes?
Something to that.
Yes, absolutely yes.
Okay, so now this right here is introducing the concept of distance, because up to this point there was no distance.
Yes, in a way. Yes.
Yeah, but what is the difference between those waters and this water?
There should not be a difference between
them. There is a difference, a big difference, according to the Rav.
What's the difference?
The essence is the same.
Now, what's the difference from all the food that you ate before and the food that you haven't eaten? What is the difference between these two chapters that you studied and the rest that you haven't studied? What you studied, you already digested, you're commanding on.
Yes.
You're controlling on. What you haven't studied is your potential only. Hasn't come in yet, but standing in line, page, word by word, standing in line is there to come and to be digested by you. So, what you have been able to take in is called Or Penimi. What you have not been able to take in is Or Makif. But that doesn't mean because you have not taken it in, he's going to leave you alone. He's going to stand mirachok and tell you, hello, I'm here.
Influence you.
Don't forget, you were supposed to take me too. I'm yours. You ask for me. I'm here. Now,
in other words, there's no limit to how much or from the Ein Sof we take.
No. How much makifim? Now we will understand how many makifim we have. We have really three major makifim. There's a makif prati. There's a one makif that's 80 centimeter prati. It's going to tell you right now.
This one.
It's a prati, that's the art. That's mine. That's my domain. Then there is the makif klali. That's I'm a Jew. I cannot refuse to not to be part of the klal, Knesset Israel. And then there is the makif of makif. It's a tikkun haolam. God, look at you as Israel. Look at you as your individual.
Adam Israel and the olam.
The olam. And that's why there is a Havad Olam. There is this tikkun of Olam to do too. It's not the only tikkun of
is that
you.
Why, that's why Rabbi Ben Zichri used to tell me that according to the, if you read the Ari, the Talit Katan has to be inside of the Galit, not outside.
That's true. It has
because
to touch your body.
This is Or Makif Chitzoni. And that's Or Makif
Penimi.
Penimi. In other words, you have put it in.
The inside has makif and pinim too. The inside. You are showing. I'm showing myself superficially. I'm showing some of myself. I'm not showing all of myself. You're not showing all of yourself. I don't know how much you know. You're hiding it. You're hiding it so good that you're hiding it even from yourself. You don't know how much you know or how much you understand. Isn't that inside you? It's inside you. It's you. But I don't see. I see some. So even Pinim has Makif. That's why he says, look at it general. Every entity has a Makif, an all Makif, and all Pinim. Okay? Now let's go here. This is a beautiful place if we are able to finish it, Bezat Hashem. She'or Pinimi va'or she'eino yachol leitlabesh bepinimiyud. Or she'eino yachol leitlabesh pinimiyud. That means it's only a potential. It hasn't been able. I haven't been able to digest it yet. I've gone only this many pages. Mechachmat ha'gvul she'yeshno sham. Because there is a gvul. There is a limit that I can take. I am a man of many limitations. I am the kav, we said, is aspect of tzimtzum and masach. That means limitation. Every kind of a limitation and gvulim and definition and frames that you can imagine exist. V'nifchan shenishar b'shore shela u'mekabel mimena ha'ara merachok. This old makif is really connected to his shoresh. And from the rachok, it gets a kind of as the Rav says, a nitzutz, a spark. Now we will see how this sparks, how this ignitions, how is this ha'arot, those that means it warnings, how really things travel. Does he have email system? He has the most genius email system you can ever imagine. Anybody learns how this system has been created to create will be the multi-millionaire monopolist in the world. You'll see how he does it. I'm serious. How he created email. How he created all this, what they call now, after email is a face.
Facebook,
and the other one is
Googling.
It's a kind of a start being like Igul. It's Gilgul. It's becoming Igul. It's becoming more and more faster. Supposedly to buy time. Don't you do all these things to buy time?
With Facebook, is that the extra thing of Facebook is that it connects people that were lost from each other.
Okay, time. Did you save yourself time? No, you have less of time. Now you don't have more time. Now, but it says mekabelet mimenu ha'ara mirachok hanikrat b'shem or makiv. So when we receive a ha'ara, a spark from rachok, from far, that we call or makif, or mashmienu arav, and Rav brings to our attention, sha'afal pi, sha'igulim rachokim mi'ensof, even though that the igulim are further away from ensof, why? Because there is a kav only that is feeding, so the distance is really the kav, klomar she'shinui, הצורה שביניהם גדול מאוד. Okay, so distance we said is only because שינוי צורה, and certainly the igul now is different than the igul that was in Ensof. So there is a tremendous amount of שינוי צורה. Therefore, there is a distance. Therefore, there is distance between Or Ensof and the igul. אם כל זה המה מקבלים בחינת הערה ממנו מרחוק. However, they receive he'ara. Now, I don't know what he'ara means. But Yara is kind of a, you had an idea.
Yara could be many things, but well, yeah.
Okay, but look at the Yara is telling me a lot of things. It's, there is a or in it, there is a hay in it, there is a har in it, where it says it's a psalm, it's talking about all these combinations is telling me something. So I keep it in my mind that I don't know Ha'ara, what it really Ha'ara means. But it says, I know that the Makif is sending Ha'ara into the Igulim. מרחוק שנקרא אור מקיף, המאיר בבית בחינות. And this אור מקיף really influences in two aspects. בחינה כלל או בחינה פרט? Part and whole. There is an energy that מרחוק affects you. Is the whole? Is the whole? Is the כלל? The whole Am Israel is influencing you, and there is one that is influencing you, Prati. It's your personal. It's your domain. It's for you special. What are you talking to me? He says, how many lights do we have? Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. What is Yechida? What's the meaning of Yechida? Take the hay away. What you got?
Yechid.
Singular. God created individual lights. You are Yachid. Impossible you are not Yachid. Look at your finger. You are Yachid. You are the only one. Only one. No second to you. Ata Yachid. So he puts, he's capable to create Yachid. He's capable to create Yachid. You are not able to do that. He creates Yachid. He has the Yachid. So he says, there is one that especially light is sent for the Yachid. And there is one that is for the whole. That means bunch of these Yachidim that they have to come and say Leshem Yichud is to come and become Yichud together, and he sends them Ha'ara too. So, you wanna get the only your personal thing? No problem. Have the tefillah at home. You wanna get the klal? Come to the minyan. That's where you get the Ha'ara from Kala. You want only to get part of sparks? No problem, get part of a spark. You get only personal ones. But do you want to take the Kolel too? You got to get a Minyan. You got to find a Minyan. Without the Minyan, you won't get the Kolel. He says, what's the such a big idea about me getting that Ha'ara? I get my personal, I'm done with. What do I need to worry about that Kala, that part? Why do you think it's necessary for me to get that one?
Why is it necessary for me to get the clock?
Yeah.
Because I have to do that's part of the tikkun too.
Why?
Another aspect of all my kids that you could use for to influence.
No, just a moment. Didn't you make me individual? Didn't you give me a responsibility? Didn't you tell me go and do
both,
it? And this
I am
is yours?
Both individual and clock.
Okay, all these things we said, don't push the save button. Because we didn't answer it yet. What do I need the klal for?
It's a vehicle for you to do all of that.
Okay, I'll help you a little bit. Because that's a very important aspect. You have to understand what are my potentials. He says, I have siblings. I have brothers and sisters. Are they individuals? Correct? Now, but all of us, we become all when we get to with our father and mother. Forsake our father and mother, initially we get to be one together. We go and sit down on the same table. Which table? Tevet Shabbat. There is the father, mother, and the kids. What it is teaching me right now? That I cannot forget the one that came before me. Because that's the klal. Because the prat cannot come, prat is part of the klal. You cannot take this bottle and say, okay, that's yours. Take it. What's missing in there? Part is missing. It's not complete. This happened in the Shevira. But he's explaining right now that they are coming as two part to a makif. There is two aspects to a makif. There is the immediate makif, there is one further makif. He says, but all the makifin, they are sending hara. The hara of prat comes from the kolel. The hara of the prat of the part does not come from anywhere else but from the kolel. And because it comes with kolel, and I am to return it to kolel, I need the kolel. I need the minyan. In order to get my tefillah up, I cannot send my tefillah alone. To a certain degree, I can send it. I need the minyan to allow me to go up. Now that's a little bit of explanation.
When it says sovev, klal.
Right.
And when it says makif, is the prat.
No, makif is the shnei chalakim.
No, when the Rav says makif. Here,
this. It says, ve'im sovev uve makif.
Sovev.
Ve makif.
U makif. So sovev is klal, u makif is prat.
Sovev ze siba, u makif, he stands around till his siba gets executed. He's makif. Sovev is I am surrounding, that is I am going to become your cause.
That's klal.
That's a klal. O makif is the one that executes what the klal wants.
Goes more intense. Prat.
And now it's going to go more and more. It's the more this we understand these concepts, the better. Now, saviv alav varachot mimenu. He's surrounding
he
it.
Specifically at the end. Sovev more al or makif aklalim.
Aprati, Azar Baruch. All the old Mashmienu Arab, and Rav brings to our attention, Asher or Makif Ze, Shaha Igulim, that I'm Nun.
Nun, Mashmienu.
Asher or Makif Ze, Shaha Igulim, Mikablim, Mi Ensof, Ma'ir, Vesovev Ale. Ma'ir?
Ensof, Ma'ir, yeah.
Meir ve'sovev aleihem mikol zdadav. Now, mikol zdadav, he wants to explain what is a zdadav, all sides, kloma, mikol dalet bichinot. Now, that's the most important part. Mikol, tzad is dalet bichinot. How many bichinot we have? Dalet bichinot called four sides. Meruba, square. How many sides it has?
Four.
God set Israel in the Machane in how many sides? Rav. When God made the Machane Israel.
Four.
Four sides. And he divided the Shevatim. Four sides. How many seasons we have?
Four.
How many words to his name we have?
Four.
All the Pythagoras theories from the beginning of geometry to the end is on the Meruba.
That's what Lima Square.
Exactly. Meruba. It shows the four zdadim that we say Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad Dalet stands Arba Ruchot Shemoshel Al Haolam Moshel Al Haolam. Now, Mashmien, you know, I feel the other students that are missing here. Unfortunately, you're going to miss this. And every time you miss a little bit. And a little
but
bit.
But on the camp.
And then suddenly you realize you become dumbfounded. You don't understand it anymore. You cannot go forward.
So what on the camp?
I don't have no idea. It's desire to receive, fluctuates.
No, Ivana, don't you, she doesn't want to come Tuesday?
Well, she is. She wants, she loves to, but she has kids to take care of. So the women are examined if they come or they don't come.
So she,
they get what they're going to get, and no problem.
It. So that's it, that's all you ask.
Nobody yeah. I'm. The moment you go in that domain, you lost the game. There is not a time that I read this, and I have read it God knows how many times, and every time it's not
course,
different.
Course,
and
course, I mean,
there is no time I know. But now we are going together as a one group, one klal, we are moving on a certain dimension.
I think mail dropped.
And then somebody comes in a...
Mail dropped.
There are many... You know how many years I know him? He goes in and out. But finally, he's still young. That's time. Asher ora pinimi... דלת בחינות, דהיינו אפילו בבחינת דלת, אשר אור פנימי אינו מאיר שם ממש, מקבלת הערה מרחוק על ידי אור מקיף באינסוף. Now here what he's telling you. He says, didn't we made a deal, we said here it is בחינת דלת, has a masach on it, and there is no light getting in there. Didn't you say that? He says, yes. He says, but you know, even though, so where the or pinimi goes? He says the Or Pnimi doesn't go to Bichinat Dalet, but goes to Bichinat Aleph Bet Gimel. But not Dalet. He says Dalet is never going to be satisfied. He says even those Dalet that doesn't receive his Or Pnimi, still receives Ha'ara from Or Enso.
Through the Or Makif.
Through Or Makif. This guy is not supposed to receive nothing. Still receives Heara. Now we are understanding what Heara is. Follow. The most important thing is this Heara. And if by the end of this you will know what this Heara is and where you can look at this Heara, where you can find this Heara, hair will stand on your body. That's how much we don't know. Well, let's go here slowly. זה אשר האור הפנימי אינו מהיר שם ממש, מקבל את העלה מרחוק.
מכל מקום.
מקבל, where are you כל מקום?
שם, מכל מקום מקבלת הערה. Nevertheless.
שם, מקבלת מכל מקום, מקבלת הערה מרחוק על ידי אור מקיף מאין סוף. הוא מפרש אתם, and he explains the meaning, משום שהאין סוף גם הוא בבחינת דעיגול. And do understand that the גם... as well and sof is igul klomar she or and sof nikra or igul al shum she eino mafkhin ben habkhinot says does or makif understands have any idea that you come and tell him look I am bikhinat alef I am bikhinat bet I am bikhinat gimel I am bikhinat dalet does he make any differentiation between any of those?
No.
What do you mean no?
He gives light to all.
He gives light. Does he give the same light to everybody?
Yes.
The same light to everybody?
Yes.
Really?
The same light goes through?
It's the same light?
Which light goes through?
So whatever effort I do, it's worthless. Whatever I do, I get the same light that the other guy gets.
Well, you get more, but it's the same light.
I get more.
More, but it's the same.
It's a matter of
more intense
quantity, or more tense.
More intense.
Isn't that the change of the light?
Yeah, but it's the same essence as the level. It's from and so. It's the same. It's not a shinui. It's not a different light.
What only difference here then?
and intensity.
In the vessel only?
Yes.
Not in the light?
Not in the light.
There's light. No shadow. The light is no hefken bechinot. It doesn't go through. Now, if your vessel is good, it's going to benefit from it. It's a, is in, inside this light, unfortunately, is bracha v'klala. It's dependent on the vessel. If the vessel is correct, it's bracha for it. If the vessel is not correct, that's the Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, you get, Sonei Yisrael is the poison for Sonei Yisrael. That is anything within you that Sonei Yisrael, it burns. But you every time say Shema Yisrael. What do you think God gave you Shema Yisrael? In order to destroy the enemy outside? In order to destroy the inside you? How? You get him at the right time, you zap him with this energy, and it's just you keep on zapping and zapping and zapping him till you finally get rid of him. That's right. So, here it comes and he says, Asher or pinimi eino ma'ir sham mamash. No, sham. Mimakom. I'm reading it. Asher or pinimi eino ma'ir sham. Mimakom mekabelet ha'arat mirachok al yadeh or makif miensof. O mefaresh hatam mishum sha'or ensof gam kanu bichina digul kelomar. שאור אינסוף נקרא אור עיגול, על שום שאינו מבחין בין הבחינות, ומאיר ממילא גם את הבחינה ד'. That means he comes even to satisfy the בחינה ד'. So that's why בחינה ד' must have מסכתה. ולפי כך הערתו מגיע גם כן לבחינה ד' של העיגולים, אלא מרחוק כמבוא. Now, this הערה comes where? Only to בחינה ד' של... Igulim. What is the Bechina Dalet of Igulim? What's the name of Bechina Dalet of Igulim? What's the name of it? Shmo. Shmo. Ein. And we finish with that. Samech Ein. Igul v'katzva. Samech already we discussed. Ein. Ein. הצמצום והמסך שנעשה על בחינה ד' שלא תקבל בתוכה אור הוא העושה גבול על האור שהרי מגבילו עד החן שהתפשט שהוא נפסק על גבול של בחינה ד' זה צמצום and the מסך that was made on בחינה ד' שלא תקבל בתוכה, that not to receive any light into it, הוא נעשה, הוא עושה,
גבול על האור.
גבול על האור. He dictates גבול to the light.
צמצום המסך.
What do you mean? How can I make a גבול at the light? It's very simple. It says, not the גבול, not necessarily only let to come. Directs, it's a sinor. Where the light to go? Don't think it's the cav is there to stop the light. The cav is there to direct where this light to go. I can turn the pipe this way, the mayim goes this way. I pipe this way, and the mayim goes this way. I take the pipe to the berecha, it goes to the berecha. I take it to the tree, it goes to the tree. I take it to this, it takes it to this. We said it's the aspect, the cav is the aspect of tzinor. The aspect of a pipe. It's not aspect of only say no. He says no. Bichina Dalet, I don't want you to come. But I didn't tell you not to come to Bichina Dalet Bet Gimel. Dalet, I won't let you go in. That means I don't keep. But this is the concept of we said sino. That doesn't allow. If he would have allowed to go to Bichina Dalet, what would have happened? Because of Tzimtzum Aleph, it would be end. Finish. Kets. So he doesn't. He keeps on saying no, 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 no from the Bechina Dalet in order to be able to be Tzinor. Because this is the definition of Or Chozer, the Tzinor, is there should be an Or Chozer because there is a Masach and a Tzimtzum, and then you become a Tzinor, then you become a pipe, and then you can direct the light the way you want it. And he made this pipe dark enough, that means enough restricted, Gvulim. What is Gvulim? It gives definition. It says, okay, this is the Gvul of this room is this much, and this side is this much, and this side is this much, and this side is this much. That's why he created Aron. He says, hey, I want you to put it, even the Torah, as a Gvul, as a limitation that has to be defined. If you don't define the Torah, it'll be meaningless. You read the Torah and there is no definition. You don't give Shivim Panim Shel Torah. You won't understand what the Torah is talking about. You only understand when you define it. That's why he had to write it with a Esh Shachor, Esh Lavan. So there will be a difference so you can define things. And then he gave you a Torah Bal Peh and Torah Bechtav. Again, to be able to define what is Torah Bal Peh, Halachot, what's Halachot? Guvulim, 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 Guvulim. Shalom, Hashem, Boker Tov. What's Halachot? Keep on giving me Guvul. Everything detailed in my life. I don't blink without a definition or a reason.
So the light comes in.
Not to go to Bechina Dalet.
Not to go to Bechina. What happened to the light? Is the light reflect back or is light...
We said it there? Creates Or Chozer and it's like a candle. The Or Chozer go capture certain light. Bechina Dalet is not satisfied. Bechina Dalet sends Or Chozer and the Or Chozer goes up. The Or Chozer goes Malbish. We discussed this on Shabbat. The Malbish like an air, like a candle. You put the light into the candle. Psh, captures the light. It's a light. You see the light. How did you do the light?
What was the four bechinot again?
Bechinat Aleph, Chokhmah, Bechinat Bet, Bina, Bechinat Gimel, Zeir, Rampin, Bechinat Dalet is the Hei Acharon Malchut. And the Tzimtzum was only on Malchut. Wasn't on the Bechinat Aleph, Bet, Gimel. Why? So that's why Bechinat Dalet, by creating Or Chozer, reveals who? Reveals who? Babichna Dalet that has a Masach and makes Or Chozer. Reveals who? Reveals Bichnat Gimel, Bet Aleph. They cannot get revealed because they don't have a Masach. They cannot produce Or Chozer.
You mean Dalet?
Only Dalet can produce Or Chozer because has a Masach.
Exactly.
These guys, they don't. So they depend.
Chokhmah,
Bina, Zerampin depend on Bechina Dalet to create the Or Chozer. And when create Or Chozer, the light that captures which lights? The lights there which were in Bechina Aleph, Bet, Gimel. If you get this, look at the candle. As soon as you light, it goes, poof, captures the light. You see light? Where do you put on the candle?
It captures the light from Aleph,
Bet, Gimel. And if you look at inside that light of the candle, inside is hollow. There is nothing in there. That's the Bechina Dalet. Nothing in there. It's dark. It's the Or Shachor, right in the middle. Middle of the light, it's dark. Then you have one layer, and then you have another layer. You have two major layers until it becomes white, 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 white. Outside the perimeter of this candlelight is white. And this is exact indication how a vessel captures light. The best way to say how Tzimtzum really does the work is looking at the art of a candle. That's what Zohar brought. That's why our neshama is ner. Ner is nefesh ruach. That's the two instruments that they create and capture Or Chozer and able to but in process the wax and the fitile dies. By the way, the fitile is the same letters as tefillah. The same thing that the fitile does in the candle, you are supposed to do in tefillah. Then your tefillah is accepted. Always when you look at the fitile right on top in the middle, smack in the middle of the light, it's black. It's black. No light. Dark. That's Bechinat Dalet. Bechinat Dalet really sacrificed itself for sake of Gimel, Bet, Aleph to be revealed. And as long as she doesn't do it, there is no revelation of no light. If she does it, there is a revelation of light. If she doesn't do it, nothing. Choshech. We have 15 more minutes. Good, we did. Pe. No. A dalet bechinot. Vakololot kabalot hanatzer. Shenitma'et michachmat tzimtzum shehu mechone b'shem ketzava. Limit. 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 Everything got to have a limit. You want to be successful in your life? Put everything on everything limit, including on mutarot, including on the things that God said, it's okay for you, take it, it's yours, you can enjoy it as much as you want, including studying Torah. Gotta be a limit. Gotta be a limit. Everything gotta be a limit. Nothing in the world you can let it with no limit. Don't look for limitless. Look for limit. Where's the limit? You see the limit? You have seen the whole work. Now, P. Tzarichim lahavim. And P, it says, Ha'igul hazeh. Okay, let's read the Hey of Ari. Eser sefirot ha'igulim, hakav nigra Adam Kadmon. Here we go, starting to learn really what Adam Kadmon is. He says, this kav that we talked about, we defined, we said what are the characteristics, what is inside, what is outside, what's its work, what is doing, what is made of, all these things. This kav, really, from the beginning to the end, from the ketz to the ketz, it's called Adam Kadmon. Be careful. Oh, Baruch Hashem. It's called Adam Kadmon. Okay? Adam Kadmon. This is, and then now, Seder Yetziyat. It says, okay, there is a Seder in there is a order in the Igulim to come out. They didn't pop out just like that. Okay? And he says, Eser Sefirot Shel Igulim. What's the difference if I tell you Keter Chochma Bina Zeran Pin B'Malchut? Or I tell you Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida? Or I tell you Sefirot? What's the difference between them? He comes and he tells the following. Sarechim lahavin, pe, I am in here, down here. Sarechim lahavin, havchanot shebeshemot shel ha'esar ha'sefirot. He says you have to understand there are different names everywhere you go. They give you different names about this sefirot. Let's understand what they mean. Sometimes we say they are four phases. Which is again explaining these four phases. And there are times we call them Keter Chochma Bina Zeh Ram Pin Malchut. והעניין הוא כי בשעה שאנו מדברים על הבחינה הכלים בייחוד, that means when we are talking particularly only on כלים, on the vessels, מבחינת החומר של הנעצל בלבד, since we are only talking about the aspect of the רצון חומר, that's רצון לקבל of that vessel, אנו מגדירים שמותיהם של 10 ספירות שבהם בשם דלת בחינות שברצון לקבל. So, בחינת א' is one בחינה of רצון לקבל. בחינת ב' is another level of הבחנה.
בחינת הכלים בייחוד.
That means all these four phases, always they are בייחוד. They are one. They are one. They are not separated from each other.
They are together.
Every Ratzon Lekabel has these four aspects, and they are all part of this Ratzon Lekabel. When you say, I have a desire to receive, this desire to receive has four levels, and they are all one. They are B'yichud. There is four, they cannot get separated, those four phases. וכשאנו מדברים בייחוד מבחינת האור המתלבש בכלים האם, הרי אנו מכונים אותם בשם נפש. רוח נשמה חיה יחידה. And the light that is going to these כלים, different כלים, there is five levels of the lights, and they are נפש, רוח, נשמה, חיה יחידה. They are the five levels of these five כלים. This aspect called כלי. Now, a רצון לקבל, how many phases it has?
Four.
And we said a shoresh. Right? There is a shoresh. Keter. But we don't look at the shoresh. We said four phases. Four phases. The first one is, we said, phase one, chokhmah. Shoresh is keter. Bina is phase two. Phase three is zeirampin. First four is the malchut. So, he's saying that the lights are nefesh, ruach, neshama. Nefesh goes to malchut. Ruach goes to zerampin. Ruach is the light of zerampin. Bina, the ruach is neshama. Chaya is for chokhmah. Those are the lights of those vessels.
You have to learn inside.
Huh?
These three is differentiating between the three of them.
Right. Now, it's very simple. Don't make it, it's not that difficult. וכשאנו מדברים על הכלים בלבד, אלא שאנו צריכים להדגיש את רשימות האורות שיש בהם בעת שהם ריקנים מהאור. Excuse me. This is the room. You came and you sat down here? You sat on this? Did you leave an impression on this chair?
Yes.
Absolutely yes. Now you're gone. Is your impression gone too?
No.
No, depending how effective you are.
My impression was there.
If you are really a mekubala par excellence, comes from, I don't know, and sits a tzaddik on the table, always this reshima is on this table. Now tell me, if Or En Sof comes into this vessel and leaves, is he going to leave an impression here? Is inside the Igulim, they were the impression of Or En Sof? Absolutely. Now, another light comes and visits the Igul. Another kind. A Nefesh, a Ruach, a Neshama, a certain somebody comes into this Kli. Does he leave an impression? Yes. That's called Hearot. So every time there is a light comes into a vessel and leaves the vessel, leaves the impression. What that means, just a moment, you looked at something at TV last night and impressed you, left an impression. Next day, does it come to your mind?
Yes.
Where did it come from? Left an impression. Left an impression. So does the light. Light comes in, it always leaves an impression. Anything happens in this world, there is a black box. Takes the impression. Takes a picture. collects information. Impossible for you to look at something and not to get an impression. That's why he says, "Lo taturu acharei levavchem einichem." Hashem zonim acharei, because those impressions are not really sometimes good impressions. So be careful what you pick up, because you are there to pick up. You keep on picking up. You picked up. You ate it. You pay for it. That's right. That's right. So this is really what he wants to come finally to sell us. The reshimot ha'arot sheyesh bahem be'et shehem reikanim. That means if the light comes and it goes and it becomes empty, reikanim ya'ora meyuchas lahem, the light that is they are entitled of, az mechonim otam b'shem keter chokma bina chesed gevurat tiferet netzachot yesod malchut. So whenever I say keter chokma bina, Zerampino Malchut, what do I refer to? That their actual light, the light of Keter was in Keter, the light of Chochmah was in Chochmah, the light of Bina was in Bina, light of Chesed was in Chesed, light of Gevurah was in Gevurah, light of Zerampin, Tiferet was in Tiferet, light of Netzach was in Netzach, light of Hod was in Hod, light of Yesod was in Yesod, light of Malchut was in Malchut. All the lights were in its place the way it should be. Right? Now, what do I have? Absolute, complete, everything is okay, no problem. Now, if the light leave,
you have the impression.
Okay? Now, let me just make one small exercise with you, and with that we say shalom. When the light comes into a vessel, first comes to which vessel? Which part of the vessel? Bravo. Then goes to, and keeps on going down. So if there is a light, the most heaviest, Aves, love, has to come first. Follow me here. Which is the Aves, love?
Light.
Aves, light.
The first one.
What's the name of it? The most of. How many lights do we have? Five. What are the name of the lights? Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Which one is the Avest? Avest.
Nefesh.
That's the Av Beyoter, because it belongs to Malchut. That's why it keeps on going down. It goes down, down, down,
like
down. Right. It goes, keep on going down, 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 because it's obvious. It goes down, down, down to the end. Wants to go to where? Wants to go to Malchut. Now, while it goes to Keter, is the Keter has the light of itself? When first Nefesh goes into Keter, because it's going, light is going into a vessel. Mm-hmm. First goes to a Keter. Mm-hmm. When it goes to a Keter, the light of Keter is what? Yechida, but Nefesh it goes. And Nefesh goes now to Chokhmah. Does Nefesh leave impression in Keter?
Yes.
When it goes to Chokhmah, from Chokhmah goes to Bina, leaves impression in Chokhmah. Now, after the Nefesh go to Malchut, Ruach go to Zerampin, Ve, Neshama go to Bina, Ve, Ruach Chaya went to Chokhmah and Ruach of Shoresh to Keter. How many impressions are in Keter?
Everything.
How many there are?
Five.
Thinking a little bit more. How many Sefirot we got?
Ten.
Bravo.
Because it's two in each, in beginning and end.
No. Because Zerampin has Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod Hor. So now we see that 10 lights go through what? Through Keter. How many impressions are in Chokhmah? How many impressions are in Chokhmah?
I don't know what you mean by impression.
How many, after the lights, all the lights go through Keter, mm-hmm. How many impressions they leave in Keter? 10. Because Nefesh is the first one. Then Ruach has six aspects. The six aspects have to go. Then Neshama have to go. Then Chaya, and then Yechidah. So there are 10 impressions into what? Into Keter. In Chochmah, how many impressions there is?
Nine.
Bravo. Which one is missing? Keter is missing. In Bina, how many?
Eight.
In Malchut, how many? None. Remember, nothing goes to Malchut.
It's
going to go. The only thing is in Malchut is what? He'araf what? He'araf Ensof. Because she's the Igul from Ensof.
Yeah, she gets the Araf.
Now, how many Or Chozer is in Malchut?
How much Or Chozer is in Malchut?
Those that they come from above to below, they are Or Yashar, we say. They're Derech Kav. What, how many she rejects to send back?
All of them, the impression of all of them.
Which is how many they are?
Unlimited.
How many lights we are? There's no unlimited.
Ten.
She is having 10 Or Chozer. Keter has 10 Or Yashar. She has 10 Or Chozer. Yesod, how many lights it has? Or Chozer.
Six.
How many Or Chozer Yesod has?
None.
If Malchut has 10, Yesod has 9. So now, if Malchut has 10 Or Chozer, no Or Yashar, Yesod has 9 Or Chozer, how many Or Yashar he has?
One.
Now, one more exercise. Hod. How many Or Chozer Hod has?
Five.
Eight. Because the Netzach, the Or Chozer of itself, Netzach, Tiferet, Gevura, Chesed, Bina, Vechochma comes from where? Hod. Eight. Nine is Yesod. How many Or Yashar it has? Two. So we see always all these Sefirot, they end up to be 10, but either all of them are Or Yashar, or all of them are Or Chozer, or some Or Chozer, some Or Yashar. Now you are starting to be a student of Talmud and Sefirot.
No, I have to go through this
again.
I'm not familiar with the
Sefirot. Yes, slowly. Slowly, now,
it's a question of knowing the Sefirot.
This is how starting understanding.
But before that, there's three levels here that you have to go through. You didn't
which
touch.
Level?
It's telling you that there's three levels here.
What are the three levels?
He's going through them.
These three levels of.
He says, look, ba'inyanu.
Okay. Havchanot.
Why do we call them one time nefesh ruach neshama?
Nachon.
Why do we call them one time keter chochma bina zera alpin malchut? And what, right?
Right.
The inyanu ki b'shal shalom medaberim al b'chinat hakelim b'yichud. Kelomar, when we're talking about the kelim of yichud.
The particular. Kelim only.
Ano medaberim al b'chinat hakelim b'yichud. Kelomar b'chinat hachomer shelan etzal bilvad.
Chomer.
The aspect of
chomer. What is going to makes the chomer of the kli?
Anu megdilim shemotam shel eses sefirot shebahem b'shem arba b'chinot sheberason lekabel. Then we're talking about chokhmah, binah, zerampin, amalchut.
Or b'chinat dalet, b'chinat gimel, b'chinat bet, b'chinat gimel, b'chinat dalet. Four phases of a ratzon lekabel.
When we're talking about ratzon lekabel.
Which is the chomer of a kli.
Chomer of the kli is the chomer of the
chomer of the kli. Kli. Whatever the Kli has a Chomer, the Chomer is the Ratzon Lekabel. Nothing else.
Uh-huh.
But if we want to make it Kav, we need to put on this Chomer at a Tzimtzum and Masar. Then you make it count. If it doesn't have the TR two aspect, it's a Kli, but not Kav. But we know that the Kli, which Chomer is a Ratzon Lekabel, is not going to receive ever any light. That's the rule. That's implemented rule. There is an Or Chozer to receive. So this Ratzon Lekabel can be only received through its Aleph Bet Gimel if Dalet makes Or Chozer. If Dalet makes Or Chozer. That's why if is betoch a concept called life. Look at the word life. There is an if. If you do certain things, then you have life. It's not just guaranteed. There is an if in it.
And then the second one is, כשאנו מדברים בייחוד מבחינת האור המתלבש בכלים ההם, אנו מכנים אותם בשם נפש והנשמה חיה ויחידה.
That's the orb in particular. That's the Orot Shela Keili. Okay, now continue.
Now about the Orot themselves.
Orot, what Orot we have, those are the Orot. Nefesh belongs to who? To Malchut. Ruach belongs to Zerampin. Neshama belongs to Kli. That means there got to be a Kli of Bina in order the Neshama to be revealed in it. If there is no Bina, Neshama doesn't reveal. Neshama reveals itself whenever there is a Bina. Ruach reveals itself whenever there is a Zerampin. Nefesh reveals itself only when there is a Malchut. Chaya ve'yechida, when there is Chokhmah ve'yechida.
Where are these five lights coming from, though? What are these five lights? You said these are Yashar lights?
Who brings this light? The Kav. From where? From Ensof.
Okay, so these lights come down on the Kelim?
All from Ensof. Right. All from Ensof. Why? Because Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida already were in Ensof. And they were Yechad. There were no Masach. But now, since they are coming through the pipe called Sinor, and Sinor has a Masach, it makes them individual.
These are all part of Or Elyon.
Everything is part of Or Elyon. But because he created the concept of Tzimtzum and Masach, he created Gvul, definition, different. He created things that Yechida, there is difference. There is a difference between you and me. No matter what, how we are close, there is a difference.
And then it says, וכשאנו מדברים על הכלים בלבד, אלא שאנו צריכים להדגיש את רשימות האורות, the impression,
of Orot that originally were there. Did originally the Nefesh was in the proper place? All the lights were in the proper place? Yes. When they left, what they leave? Impression.
שיש להם בעת שהם רקנים מהאור המיוחס להם. אז מכינים אותם בשם כתר חוכמה בינה זהר הפין מלכות.
So what is כתר? Is an entity that has a ha'ara of yechida within it. What is Chokhmah? Is the entity that has a ha'ara of chaya within it.
Nefesh ruach, neshama. Yechida.
Yechida is the light, yechida. Chokhmah, no, Chokhmah is chaya.
Nefesh ruach, neshama is bina.
Chaya.
Nefesh ruach, neshama is bina. Chokhmah is chaya. And keter is yechida. That's the way it goes. And this is the impression.
Now, all of those, when we say Keter Chokhmah Bina, that means each one has the impression of his own light.
Of his own light.
They know exactly what Keter knows what Yechida means. Knows.
We have to do this deeper on
Shabbat. Yeah.
Thank you. This is
Baruch.